It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We continue our smorgasbord of Chicago music, Marquise Hill and Jazz Trumpet. We make the transition to country.
Yeah, man.
In studio with us now, one of Chicago's best country singer-songwriters, and might I add, the best electric washboard player this side of the Mississippi.
Perhaps the only one.
Lawrence.
That's the implication.
Lawrence Peters plays all over town with so many different musicians. His main band, the Lawrence Peters Outfit, will be playing at the big A Day in the Country Festival at the Hideout on Sunday. It's an all-day country music festival that features barbecue, booze, and, of course, music. The headliners are Kelly Hogan and Nora O'Connor's band Lady Parts. Lawrence and the band are here in studio. Lawrence, good to see you.
Yeah, man, it's good to see you too, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. This looks so good. I wish the whole audience could be in studio with us, the musicians you have, and we're ready to go, and we'll hear some live music right here coming up after the break. Lawrence, what got you into country music?
I grew up on it. It was when I was a kid, it was on the radio, actually the AM radio. There was a really good station in Denver where I grew up, 56 KLZ. And my mom and I would listen to it together all the time. And she was a Kansas farm girl. And it was some of her flavor. She liked a lot of stuff, but that was something that really I just super took to.
When did you make the transition from just being a listener to the AM country to a musician?
I was actually a really late bloomer as far as musicians go. I took some lessons that I just failed at horribly. We had a fiddle that my mom's dad, I think, made. And I tried learning on that, and it was a disaster. And then I got a guitar for my birthday one year, but I didn't know how to tune it, and nobody could show me. It came with a pitch pipe,
right,
which is misery.
That is.
And we weren't like the holler or anything. It was, you know, the big city.
This was before the electric tuner.
Yes, I think it was.
Bow. Oh, right in the middle. I'm a musician.
So I had no idea. And I'm sure it was the cheapest thing that could, you know, possibly be found. So I failed at that. And then I didn't start playing I started playing drums first, and that wasn't until, oh, man, I was like, I don't know, 19, 20, which is very late for music.
Was it country at that time? Or were you,
no.
I'd say more probably rock and roll.
Yeah, so, you know, I think like a lot of country lovers, by the end of the 70s, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was brutal. The radio was, it was so poor, man. So what I would do as a kid was I had a really nice little radio in my room, and I would go from the country station to like the pop station, the rock station. I would go back and forth, and I finally noticed one day that I was not able to hear more than like one song every 10 songs
right. That
was good on the country station.
At a certain point, country music went more, and we just had a conversation, you know, it just went more mainstream / suburban.
Yeah, and it was a weird, it was a, I think, an extension of the Nashville sound that happened in the 50s when rock and roll hit and country music freaked out and felt like it had to battle that somehow. So they added strings and, you know, Jordanaires and stuff. And then by the 70s, there was such a country-politan thing going on where it was even more strings and everything was kind of lugubrious. I mean, there was some, the fun stuff was like Jerry Reed and, what's that dude's name? Guy that did Spiders and Snakes, Jim Stafford. And those guys were really cool. Like they were doing some stuff with, like they were adding funk, but still, you know, country. Mm-hmm. So it was like honoring both of those flavors, which was really neat. But a lot of the stuff sounded like a headache on a hot summer day. That's what it sounded like to me. Like, you know, that kind of oppressive, like it's so humid and you're not feeling good and you just can't get away from
it. Dirt road truck kind of thing?
Not even. No, it was really just, it was schmaltzy garbage. It was pretty terrible.
So for you, I mean, what brings you to Chicago, let's go present day? I mean, the idea of what kind of country music are you and the Outfit playing?
I consider it honky tonk, and I think of us as a country band. We're not an alt country band or an insurgent country band or any of that kind of stuff. And that's not to say anything against that stuff. It's just we're just a country band. We're a country band, and we play honky tonk music, and it's influenced by other stuff. Like there's, you know, a little bluegrass influence in there, and so there's some gospel and some, you know, a little western swing here and there, and there's some stuff that's a little more that kind of what's considered to be outlaw, which is, you know, that kind of more rockin'. You know, a slightly funkier kind of stuff.
What differentiates honky tonk from, as someone who's not as much into sort of that kind of country music, what differentiates that from, say, rockabilly or the swing kind of stuff that you see that had a huge resurgence about, you know, the last decade?
Well, it's not, there's not a big gap between honky tonk and rockabilly. They sort of grew out of the same space. Honky tonk is like Hank Williams and what a lot of people would consider like traditional music. And there, it's a lot of shuffles and there's some waltzes. And the music was, it came up mostly for like all the Southerners that were displaced in the big cities like Chicago and Detroit and those kinds of places. And so these Southern kids would start these bands to play for all their Southern, you know, compatriots that were all working these factory jobs. And so it's music that, like, they added drums and everything went electrified, and the songs are about like heartbreak and cheating and drinking and you know, and then some nostalgia about missing home and that kind of stuff. You know, like there's that whole kind of Saturday night, Sunday morning sort of thing where Saturday night you get all torn up and then you go to church the next day and you're with your family and all that kind of stuff.
Are you the kind of musician who has to live that life to be able to perform the music, or are you just more of a guy who studies it?
Fortunately, the latter. although I've been a youngster that made a lot of bad choices.
Lawrence Peters in studio. The Lawrence Peters Outfit is also here in studio. We're going to hear some music right after the break here. They're playing A Day in the Country, the festival at the Hideout on Sunday. It's an all-day country music fest that features barbecue, booze, and, of course, music. That's going to be on Sunday. Kelly Hogan and Nora O'Connor.
Yeah, man. Lady Parts.
Lady Parts. So let's take a quick break. We'll sound check you guys, and then we'll hear some music.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
All right. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio with us, the Lawrence Peters Outfit. Lawrence Peters, of course, we just heard. They are going to be playing A Day in the Country Festival at the Hideout on Sunday. Lawrence and the band are here in studio. Josh Pyatt, John Williams, Pennsylvania Dave Sisson, and Lawrence, of course, Lawrence Peters. And we're going to hear a song right now live in our showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. The song is called I Wrote You a Song. And here they are, the Lawrence Peters Outfit.
On here.
There you go.
There you go. All right, here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four. I wrote you a song about heartache, about what a mistake it is to fall in love. Yeah, I wrote you a song, but not the one that I wanted, 'cause I've been taunted by how it went so wrong. You're gonna say I didn't try to find a better song inside, and from where you stand I know that must seem right. When you're full of sorrow and regret, well, that's the kind of song you get, and I'm reminded of that every time I write. You a song about a love growing deeper, a thought we had as a keeper, but a hope of that is gone. Now all I do is write about all the misery and doubt from the way that what we had went down in flames. I don't think that one of us was wrong, but we just couldn't get along. Matter how we tried, and that's a shame. Wait. couldn't get along. No matter how we tried, and that's a shame. And every version that I write turns out the same.
Yes, there we go. Lawrence Peters. The Lawrence Peters outfit. How about that?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. There we go, getting some honky-tonk here in Michigan Avenue in Chicago. A Day in the Country is the festival at the Hideout on Sunday. It's an all-day music fest that features barbecue, booze, and, of course, music. It's going to be Sunday. That's a great – I mean, that's a traditional kind of honky-tonk song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I wrote that. That's one I wrote about a year ago, and that's definitely influenced by that stuff. Like the, you know, your Webb Pierce and your, you know, Buck Owens and George Jones and Loretta Lynn and all that kind of stuff. I really like that mid to late 50s through like early 60s stuff.
What attracts you to that stuff?
The feel of it, the sound of it, it's just really it's exciting. Like, it's exciting to me. It's dance music. It's like fun, you know, party music. But I also like the form of it. It's kind of like a sonnet or a limerick, where you've got this. I mean, it's not always, unlike those, it's not always the same pattern, but you have to fit your story within certain parameters. And it's interesting, because instead of it just being like some sort of meandering free form something or other, it has to fit and make sense. And I like having some structure that I have to fight against.
What's the crowd like for Lawrence Peters' outfit? I mean, you guys play at the Hideout a lot, but you also play all over the place. So talk about, like, the crowd. What is their reaction to this kind of music? They get up and dance?
Yeah, we get some dancers. Not always. It depends on the show. And we play a lot of different stuff. Like, we play some City of Chicago events. Like, we're playing Taste of Chicago coming up. And we play the Family Fun Tent at Millennium Park. Summer dance, obviously, people are dancing like crazy, and that's really cool. When we play like a show at the Hideout with a couple other bands, then people come and they make an evening of it and they make it happen. When we played, we were doing a residency at the Hi-Hat Club, and we play at Lagunitas somewhat frequently, and those kind of situations, it's more of a listening crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get into it and they're digging it and they'll plod up.
They're
to
toe tapping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, see a little sway here and there, but yeah, generally they're just there. I don't know. It's a different feel.
Well, why don't we hear another track? What do you got for us here?
So this is another one I wrote. It's one I wrote about a friend of mine that died a few years ago, Casey Haywood, and it's my idea of how weird it must have been for this guy to die, honestly, because he was a young guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Here, what's the name of it?
It's called I Didn't Mean to Go.
I Didn't Mean to Go, the Lawrence Peters outfit here live on WGN Radio. Take it away, guys.
All right. I didn't mean to go. I was walking on a summer day, and suddenly the air was full of snow. And all around were memories, days I thought I'd never see again, and I found myself crying at all the wonders I had known. But I didn't mean to go. She was walking right there next to me, and then I didn't see her anymore. But I could hear her calling like the daybreak through the trees. I reached out and put the words inside her. She would never be alone. Then I was running down a Kansas road. Bend as sure as lines across my palm. Initials on a turtle's back from 30 years before. The vertigo of all I'd ever known.
anything I had ever seen before. I lay with night around my feet, the daylight cracking through the street. Morning came like August on the plains, and it never went away. And then I was laughing like a 5 year old. The taste of sour cherries on my tongue. The autumn smell of whiskey being passed around the fire. The stinging as the needle wrote her name. Now I know that what took me away had made me who I was. And I wanted you to know that I didn't mean to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Thanks.
Honky tonking all over Michigan Avenue. Look at the crowd here. Here, Vic, put on the street. Give us a little cheer. There we go. Look at that. You formed a crowd, Lawrence.
Nice.
Good work. Good work. Right. The Lawrence Peters outfit, which is Lawrence Peters, Josh Pyatt, John Williams, and Pennsylvania Dave Sisson. A tremendous performance here in the Showcase Studio, the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. The show is A Day in the Country. It's a festival at the Hideout on Sunday, the Hideout at 1354 West Waubonsia. And it's also, you can see them at the Taste of Chicago, other places this summer. Lawrence, great to see you. Thanks for coming in. And you got to come back. I mean, this is too fun, right?
Oh, try to keep me out.
I'm telling you, man, we could just do like a 4 hour honky tonk jamboree. Bring the washboard, all the bit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right on. Thanks, Jesse. Hey, can I give a quick shout out to Matt Kandersky? He's our usual lead guitar player, and he couldn't be here tonight. And so John was very
John
kind
filled
to step in.
In.
Yeah, that guy's.
That was great.
He's no slouch.
Well, I appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for playing, and thanks for being on Download.
Thanks, man. It was great being on here. Thanks, buddy.